This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actor Steve Sciarrippa was Bobby for all those years on The Sopranos. Now he's the pasta sauce king.
Well, I have a pasta sauce out, and it's called Uncle Steve's, and it's my mother's recipe, only we made it healthier. You know, we made it, it's organic, non-GMO, it's kosher, it's gluten-free, and we've been in business for less than a year, and we're in over 2,000 stores, including Whole Foods. We're in Stop and Shop, ShopRite, and you can get it at Uncle Steve's. SteveSNY.com also. You know, we're doing great. We got three sauces, marinara, arrabbiata, tomato, basil. We've been doing pretty well, and the sauce is just fantastic. I know everyone says that, but I'm telling you, if you taste it, it is as good a jar sauce, if not better than anything you'll ever taste.
Is that how you get it into that many stores so quickly, just by having them taste it?
Exactly, and I know that a lot of them don't, you know, suppose celeb sauce, they don't want to be bothered with, because there's been so many and so many that have failed, that's some don't want to be bothered, but we've done many blind tastings, and it always comes up the best sauce because it's got the best ingredients on the front of the label. The company is growing really fast because it's that good. If you taste it, you become accustomed.
All right, good. I got to get some of this.
We'll send you some. We'll send some out to you.
You say it's a family recipe, but you tweaked it a little bit.
Well, it's my mother's recipe, but we used, shall we say, better ingredients, and we made it organic, not GMO, you know. It's all fresh ingredients on the front of the label. There's no, you know, if you look at some labels, look at pasta sauce, you'll see that it's, there's cornstarch and tomato paste and water and preservatives, and we have nothing like that. There's nothing in it. All we got is all fresh stuff, you know.
So how did you start this journey? Did you take it to a manufacturer and say, here are the ingredients?
No, came to me and said, listen, you know, my mother had passed away. He said, let's do something. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, let's try a pasta sauce. So that was a long process because there's a lot of, you know, FDA and stuff like that. And we tweaked the recipe. We threw out $40,000-$50,000 worth of sauce at the beginning because we didn't have it the right way, and we finally got it where we wanted it. We cook it in small batches. It's cooked for 6 hours. San Marzano imported Italian tomatoes, and that's how we started.
And where is this manufactured, Steve?
It's in Long Island.
Oh, cool. So it's local.
Yeah.
Now, do you go out and put your picture on the label with this?
No picture on the label. We don't want to do that. We made a conscious effort not to do that because it's not a novelty. This is a real sauce. It's really good. It's, in my opinion, the best one out there. I haven't tasted them all, so it's hard to say that, but it's as good as you're going to get in a jar and as fresh as you're going to get in a jar. And no label, because I didn't want it to be, oh, here's a guy from The Sopranos. Hey, you're a fan. Here's his sauce, you know? So, you know, we have what we have on the label is the front of the label, you know?
Yeah, right. Is it nationwide now?
Yeah, it's about 30 states. If you go to UncleStevesNY.com, you put in the zip code, it'll tell you the store closest to you. You know, we're up there. We're in Whole Foods, ShopRite, Stop and Shop. We're all over New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We're everywhere.
Now, would you hope to eventually sell this in Italy?
You know, that's a possibility. We've been approached about going to Europe. We've been approached Canada. You know, that takes some doing when you're doing that kind of stuff, you know. But, you know, when you're going to other countries, there's a lot involved. So that takes a little while. And like I said, we really have been in business since last June, you know, not even a year. And it's growing really fast. So we'll see where we wind up.
So what have you learned about the business world as an actor trying to make this sauce popular?
Well, it's not easy, obviously. I'm lucky enough because I've been an actor, and it opens, obviously opens doors. And you know, the food business is highly, highly, highly competitive, as most businesses are. But, you know, to get into the stores and the right stores, it takes a lot of work. And I think we've done a really good job at that, you know.
You're not kidding. Yeah, because it's hard to get shelf space, right?
Very hard, yeah. It's just like the book business, you know. I've had all these books out, and when I've done the books, it's the same thing, you know. You know, people don't know that when you're doing, you know, when you have a book out, you know, to get it on the table that says Barnes & Noble, you know, recommends, that costs you. And to have the book turned the other way, the right, with the cover out, that costs you. And to have it on the new hit list, You know, that costs you. It's a lot of book business is similar.
And the shelf space, it's all about eye level, right?
Well, you know, you have the end cap and eye level. And, you know, listen, you get into the stores, and then we try to have demos. You know, sometimes I'll show up, and we have the people taste it. And if they taste it, like I said, I believe they become fans, you know?
Yeah, well, that would be cool. Come to the local supermarket and have Steve Sciarippa.
Yeah, you know, I pop up now and then.
Well, that's great. So now what's going on with your acting career at this point?
Well, I've got, I just did a show for the Cooking Channel called Family Meals with Steve Sciarippa. And I've got a movie out called Chasing Yesterday that's on the festival circuit, another one called Houses. I'll be doing something for IFC. We start shooting the end of the month. So that's been going pretty well. We've been staying pretty busy with that, and we'll see what happens.
All right, well, all the best. I can't wait to get my hand on a jar of this new sauce.
Thank you for talking to me, pal.
With Steve Sciarippa, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This southpaw is one of just five pitchers to pile up at least 400 saves. He's a seven-time All-Star and set an impressive strikeout record in his final season.
And there it is. Billy Wagner with a record-setting strikeout, 1,170 in his career.
So where is Billy Wagner now? Billy moved back to his home state of Virginia after retiring and is coaching at the private Miller School in Charlottesville. He became the school's varsity coach earlier this year and went up against his high school alma mater, Tazewell High, and his own high school coach, Lou Peary. Luckily for Billy, his team got the win.
You know, I've learned so much from Coach Peary through the years, and now he can watch how I'm coaching and give me pointers and tell me what I can do better.
Billy Wagner, from closer to coach. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Fake Green.
Harrison with you. The recent 5-month Associated Press investigation of America's drinking water found anti-epileptics in the drinking water of Southern California, a sex hormone in San Francisco's water, antibiotics in Tucson's and Denver's water, mood stabilizers in New Jersey, and in Philadelphia, 56 drugs. Jeff Don, Associated Press.
These pharmaceuticals in the water are contaminants that people weren't very well aware of and that have barely been reported on at all.
Turns out flushing old meds down the toilet is bad, because what goes around definitely comes around. Same with flushing paint, Drano, or anything that isn't food. Like old batteries, best to place old drugs in your city's hazardous waste containers. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.